rest of the story. It was a very quiet, private wedding, and there would be no honeymoon at all. More for lack of money and freedom than taste or preference of the newlyweds, and still Millie and Al seemed eminently happy. Two close friends witnessed the ceremony. Afterward, they would celebrate at a local restaurant. Finally, the couple retired to their new home, a small apartment nearby, and there they stood at the door. One could hear the ensuing argument a block away, some would say, although the topic at that distance was not at all clear. Any friend of Millie's might have been surprised to hear her voice raised thus, for indeed Al was the outgoing one. Al was the gregarious talker of the two, while Millie was usually quiet to the point of being withdrawn. And they were opposites otherwise. Al was a muddlehead, ultimately indecisive. His opinions were most often based on his last conversation, without regard to the credentials of the person with whom he had conversed. Millie, on the other hand, always made up her own mind, and quickly. Her likes and dislikes, her opinions on any subject, they were emphatic and unvarying. In school, she'd been a model student, but Al had always been a little slow in school. His mind wandered. He demonstrated no particular inclination or talent. His teachers urged him to quit school. One of them stated flatly to his face that he would never amount to anything. Another even suggested that his presence was a bad influence on the other students. Anyway, Al did drop out of high school. Later, attempting to further his education, he applied to another school and flunked the entrance exam. Finally took remedial courses for a year, but nothing seemed to help. Al, it seemed, was simply a good-natured muddlehead who was just plain lucky to have married a woman who could take care of him. Oh, by the way, we left the bride and groom outside the door of their new apartment. We do know what the argument was about, but we'll have to guess at the precise words. Millie is probably saying something like, Al is utterly helpless and hopeless, and must she think of everything? And Al, who often defended himself this way, is probably trying to soften Millie up by making a joke or making a funny face. And slowly, irresistibly, Millie is smiling again. And Millie is in love again. And if what you've just heard is worth remembering, it's less for the insight into this odd coupled relationship of Millie and Al. It's more for perspective in considering the accomplishments of a high school dropout after he finally threw off the shackles of academia. For you see, it was only after he had spent years in a dreary, unrelated government job that Al's unconventional, ill-educated mind gave birth to a brand new idea about something called relativity. Oh, yes, I do mean to say, the 20th century's most brilliant brain betrayed its owner, Albert Einstein, on his own wedding day by leading him literally to the doorstep of wedded bliss, yet having forgotten the key. And now you know the rest of the story.